to the tires and these bumpy roads?
Yeah, I remember having seen some of these early ones. I don't know just how early, but they had some straps on the side of the top that would hang down. And I remember so vividly that one day I was standing by the roadside waiting for the postman, and somebody passed in one, and the ladies were holding to this thing like they were going to fall out, you know. I remember that so well. And you could hear one a long time before it got in sight. And people, my mother let me go to the store and laid in. We got near to the road, we heard this car, I know it was 6 miles away. And she said, wait, I hear an auto. And we stood beside the road, she held my hand. I bet we stood there 10 minutes. Before that auto got there.
She could hear it. They had the tires, and then inside the tires, what did you call it?
M2.
I guess it was the tube that you attached when, rather than the whole today. And how would they take care of that? Do you remember your father, your brothers, or how would you take care of the car?
You mean just general care, like washing it and...
Making it run smoothly, changing.
Change oil. I suppose that's all they did.
Did they grease it themselves? Or?
No, I doubt they didn't grease it all then. But I know they didn't grease it because they didn't have what it would take to, to grease with. They just had to have some kind of gun to put that grease in there. They didn't have that. And honestly, I don't know whether they greased it then. But I guess they did.
I wouldn't use that same material on axle grease.
I don't think so. Because I never saw anybody use any of that on the car. In those early years, I don't know if I ever saw a car at a garage. I don't know what they did to those things to make them run. I heard one man said the reason he liked the T-Model Ford, if he got out of fix, he could just hang a piece of baling wire on it and go ahead. So evidently they were well built and they didn't have to have much repair.
Worry about it. Would you describe the changes in the roads you've seen? This is a pretty good road.
The first roads that I remember was just purely dirt roads, the main road that carried everybody to town or to the marketplace, whatever they want to call it, was a dirt road. And in the winter, when it rained like now sometimes, people didn't like to pull their empty wagon over the road because it was so muddy and holy and just hard to get over. And there were no cars then, so few until folks who had them, they just waited until it dried up. And then the next thing after then, there was some gravel. Not enough, but a little in places that had to be traveled regularly. And then the next thing, the people had to go. It wasn't concrete, it was asphalt where they had to travel. And then the next thing was concrete, not enough like mine.
I see. When you got stuck in the old days, how did the car get out?
They pushed it out. If it was stuck too bad, they'd take some mules and put it out.
Uh-huh. But mule power was pretty reliable.
Children, y'all gonna have to be quiet. You just really will have to be quiet. You hear? Now, why don't y'all just do something else? Why don't you just try that?
If I change this, make it. You and I are talking in this direction. I think. This would be helpful.
Yeah, probably somebody should have had it yesterday. Jiggy, you can't go, darling. Mama cannot let you go out there and get in the road. So you're going to have to stay in here with Grandma. I'm going to spank you because you can't. Come on, let me give you a kiss on it. I'll be back.
All right.
Come on, Kim.